How can I cover the sun? There may be a cloud overcast in the sky for 100 miles, but even 100 miles, is it possible to cover the sun, 100 miles cloud? The sun is itself so many hundreds of thousands times more than this earth. So, Maya cannot cover the supreme Brahma. Maya can cover the small particles Brahma. So we may become covered by Maya or cloud, but the supreme Brahma is never covered by Maya. That is the difference of opinion between Mahabharata philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy. The Mahabharata philosophy says that the supreme is covered. The supreme cannot be covered. Then how it becomes supreme? The covering becomes supreme. So there are so many arguments and so many. But we follow that the cloud covers the small particles of some time. But sun remains as it is. And we practically see also, when you go by jet plane, we are over the cloud. There is no cloud outside. Sun is clear. In the lower status, there is some cloud. If you go thousands of miles up, you don't see any cloud. Everything is sunshine. Is there any question?
Is the cloud in your mind or is the cloud in the sky?
Everything is in your mind. Yes. So you have to clear your mind, that's all. Chita dharpana marjana. The whole process is to clear the mind. Yes.
Even when the mind is cleared, does there not continue to be an objective temporary existence of material phenomena? Even when the mind is cleared, the material world still exists for so long and is kind of dissolved, and exists, so there's still temporary existence.
Yes.
So is that material principle which is manifested in being that is drawn?
No, material principle is side by side. Just like the cloud is always there in the sky, but if you be above the cloud, then it is all right.
Yes, yes.
So you have to become above the material principles. And to become above the material principles means to accept everything in Krishna consciousness, dovetail with Krishna. That will save you. You have to become above the cloud, just like the jet plane takes the friendly sky. So you have to take the friendly energy, spiritual energy. Mahatma Arasumang Pratha Vaini Pagiti Mahatma. Mahatma, those are Mahatma great souls, they take shelter of the nature where there is no more cloud. Then it is very nice. Go on. So we have to become above the cloud. Not to be influenced by the material nature, but to take shelter of Radharani, the spiritual nature, not of Durga.
But the cloud still exists within the mind.
That doesn't matter. The police exists, but if you are not criminal, it has nothing to do with you.
Then,
you are not afraid of the police. Mami vaja prapadjanti mayami tang tarantite. Police has nothing to do with law-abiding person. Let the Maya remain there. So you have nothing to do with that. Yes?
When you think of the word consciousness and life as applied to the image of
it seems to make sense. But how do you apply these concepts of consciousness and life to a God who sees God in the terms that just you mentioned?
Image. The image. We are not worshipping image.
So what I meant was, in the very abstract sense of God, as you're talking about the Brahma,
Brahma realization is the first realization of God. Just like if you want to go to the, if you come to the light, sunshine, your first experience is the sunshine. But if you go still farther, if you are able to enter into the sun planet, there is another state. And if you can find out the predominating deity in the sun planet, there is another state. Similarly, the Brahma means you come out from the darkness of ignorance of Maya. That is Brahma reality. But if you go farther, then you realize Super Soul, Paramatma. And if you go farther, then you realize the Supreme Personality of God. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Sabdat. Just like the same example, the sun shining, sun and the sun god, they are one and the same. But when you are in the sun shine, you cannot say that you are seeing the sun god. That will be mistake. But one who is in association with the sun god, he is already in the sun planet, he is in front of the sun god, and he is in sun shine. Is that clear?
Yes.
Brahmeti, Paramateti, Bhagavaneti Sabdaya. Vadanti Sattva Purita Satyam Jadriyana Madhya. That light is everywhere. Either sunshine or sun planet or sun god. There is light. There is no darkness. Similarly, either you remain in the impersonal Brahma or absorbed in Paramatma or in association of the Supreme Personality. It is all spiritual stage. But when you compare, then a person who is in direct touch with sun god is far superior than the person who is in the sunlight. He cannot claim equal status. Sunlight may be possible within your room. That does not mean that you are associating with the sun god. The impersonal Brahma realization is also Brahma realization. The personal Brahma realization is the highest self. Brahmana aham pratishtha. In the Bhagavad Gita, you see that Krishna says that the impersonal Brahma is resting on me. Aham pratishtha, just like this bag is resting on this table. This table is more important than this bag. Similarly, that there is sun planet, although we are seeing it is just like a disk, and the sun shine is overcast all over the universe. That does not mean that sun shine is more important than the sun disk. It is due to the sun disk that the sun shine is all over the universe. If you think that sun shine is distributed all over the universe, therefore it is greater than the sun disk. No. The importance of the sun disk is more than the universally distributed sunshine. So impersonal Brahma realization is just like realization of the sun sign, that there are other things. And the highest stage is to associate with the Supreme, just like this picture. They are associated, person to person. Another point is, as individual soul, we require association, person to person. That is our nature. Bhagavad replies, Jinnir bindhya kabimukta manina tayyasya bhavad avisuddha buddhaya. If somebody thinks by simple impersonal realization of Brahma, if he thinks that he has become liberated, then his intelligence is polluted. Jannir bindyakha vinokta mahina tai asya bhavad avisuddha buddhaya. Avisuddha means not free from contamination. His intelligence is not free. Why? Arijyakachena parangapadam tata patanti adha. The same example can be given. Suppose you are taking a jet plane to go to the sun planet or moon planet. But you are in the sun sign. You are more far above the cloud region. Cloud is after a few miles up, if you go, there is no more cloud. Finished. If you go above 7 miles up, there is no more cloud, there is no question of Maya, that's all right. But if you go continually, if you do not get shelter in any other planet, then the next stage will be you have to come back. You cannot remain in that impersonal sunshine. You have to take shelter. If you don't get shelter, then you come back. Similarly, the impersonalists, for the time being, they may think that they are Brahma realization. But because by nature he wants association, without getting association of the Supreme Lord, he has to come back to make association with this nonsense. And this is practically, we have seen many sannyasis. Brahma Sattva Jagan Mitha, Brahma is true and the world is false. They take sannyas and after some time they come to the hospital opening business. They come down, okay, the politics, hospital, philanthropy, welfare work. What? If Brahma Sattva Jagan Mitha, if this whole world is false, why you are taking this hospital business? Because there is no place. He has no engagement. And he wants association. He wants to render some service. But there is no service to Krishna. He comes to give service to the nonsense, Maya. So, arujya kachena parampadavi. After accepting sannyas and all these renunciation, because he has no shelter to render service to the Supreme Lord, he comes down to render service to this nonsense. Which is less, mitya, it is false. He again comes to the false. I've seen one sannyasi in India, very learned, very good scholar, and now he is rotting in the jail. He has taken the political movement. He wants to make and nullify this Pakistan and so many things. Now he has become a politician. Vivekananda came here to preach in 1893 to Vedanta now he learned the business of opening hospital. So if you have taken sannyas, that Brahma Sattva Jalam Mitta, the world is false, Brahma is reality, then why you come to the false platform again? He has to, because he has no information of the reality. He wants to render service, but because he has not found out where to render service, he has to come to engage himself in this mitha platform, which he has rejected as mitha. The arujya kichena param padam tata patanti ama. Even by their austerity and penances, they go so up. Just the same example. Very nice Sputnik, running 20,000 miles in an hour, going up and up.